Welcome back to the zone. Want to say a big thank you to Michael Peace down at Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, located downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street. That's just steps away from the State House Convention Center. Maduro has long been the place for friends to go unwind and relax. Relaxing atmosphere, leather chairs and couches for adults to enjoy over 150 different blends of fine cigars. And knowledgeable waitstaff over there can help you pair up the cigar and the beverage of your choice. Maybe it's the Pappy Van Winkle. 15-year, 20-year, 23-year. This stuff is apparently a legendary spirit. It's making its way here in Little Rock. Don't miss out on it. They got these huge smoke eaters out there, so you're not overwhelmed by the smoke as well. Downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street. That's just steps away from the State House Convention Center. Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge.
Barrett Salee on Twitter. Anonymous NFL executives are the worst. Talking about the guy that said Jadeveon Clowney's spoiled and lazy and never worked a hard day in his life. Come on, man. That is a little weak.
It's kind of a little old.
I'm somewhat embarrassed that I even read it now. It's so weak. If you're not going to put your name behind it. And again, it's probably from a guy that, like you said, is either positioning or has no chance at it.
Here's some news that is not surprising news to me coming out of the University of Arkansas. But a move that is long overdue, certainly, to get this.
Pat Bradley's going to be allowed to wear jersey number 11, as he always dreamed.
Razorback women's basketball player, former Christy Smith.
Saw that.
Hired by Jimmy Dykes.
Does she have a specific role?
I don't know. I've seen her. She's been
she
on the road recruiting a lot for, she was at, was it Purdue, I believe?
I don't know.
But she, I saw her in Little Rock a few times on the recruiting trail. And
how about that?
Christy is, certainly goes down in one of the most memorable. I'd like to know enough about the history of Razorback women's basketball to know where to put her in terms of her talent as a player. But I'm going to tell you, if you saw her play, if you got the chance to see her play, she was just so tough, so tough. She would go at just the highest level you can imagine the entire game. It was just chest-to-chest, defensively, baseline-to-baseline, nasty behind the back dribble. She was a heck of a player. She was at Purdue. She's an Indiana native originally, but she just left Purdue.
Twig, One Stock Masters. Twig, welcome to the zone today. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Hey, the one underachiever that I keep looking to do something on Sundays is Matt Kuchar.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like when the lights come on the big stage, he kind of fades to the background. And now what this speed kid's doing is unbelievable. I mean, to get on that stage at that age and to be able to just play, let alone get down there and that's all I got to say, but Kuchar's disappointed me,
yeah.
And so we'll leave it at that. Appreciate you guys.
He does have 10 wins as a pro, 6 on the PGA Tour, 1 on the Web.com, and 3 others. His best finish at the Masters was 3rd 2 years ago. He's had a top 10 finish at all 4 majors, but yeah, you're right. I mean, he has yet to get over the hump in the he's Bubba's age. He's another tall American. Bass this morning said that Bubba's 6'3". I thought he was taller than that.
I think I heard that yesterday, too, when I was watching it.
Well, Kuchar's
6'3". I think his wife's
she's probably 6'3".
Three.
Well, Matt Kuchar's 6'4". That's what made me think of that. I would have thought Bubba was taller than that.
Can you imagine, obviously the story yesterday came out where Bubba Watson's wife couldn't have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she told him the first date that they went on. But can you imagine the genes on that kid if they could?
Oh, my
six
gosh.
Six feet, 3 inches.
Hey, 6'3". He's a lanky 6'3", because he looks taller to me than Kuchar does.
It was amazing. If you see his drive, you notice both of his feet come off the ground when he hits a drive.
Didn't really
see if you could. They slow-mowed it in one of his tournaments.
I'd have missed that.
It is unbelievable, the hand-eye coordination of this guy. Unreal.
He is unorthodox, to say the least.
I love it.
Kevin Wilson's a little unorthodox, too, making deals like you can't believe. Seems impossible. So my feet both came off the floor when I found out what a great deal I was going to get on my
last
vehicle.
Up and down?
Oh.
Jumping for joy?
Oh, I mean, I got 4, 5, 6 inches off the ground. It was incredible. Arkansas, don't wait. You two can be jumping up and down with excitement. and buy during the awards season event at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton, Arkansas. Best inventory and the best prices. Also the best customer service in the state. Over 600 new vehicles to choose from. Over 300 pre-owned. That's almost 1,000 cars, Pat, on one location.
It's huge.
Cars, trucks, and SUVs, I should say. Buyers are on hand to give you the most for your trade. Beat any deal in the state. So if I were you, do what I did twice over. Make the short drive to Benton. Save thousands of dollars at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton. Go by and see him, 501-316-4400. You can also go online to Landers.com, and go see him at exit 121 in Benton. It's a very short drive from the capital city. This guy is not 6'3". He's not 6'4". He's more like 5'3 or 5'4". 5'6". 220, 221. Manny Pacquiao with a revenge victory over the weekend over Timothy Bradley in convincing fashion, not surprising at all. I only wish that I had bet a little bit of money on Manny when I was in Las Vegas recently, because that to me was a foregone conclusion. He probably got a bad shake against Bradley the first time around, and I imagine you could have gotten Pacquiao at a pretty good price.
WWVD.
What would Vegas do?
That Bradley, he's a likable guy. I love those 24-7, HBO 24-7 leading up to these fights. He's a likable guy. Both guys are real likable.
Manny Pacquiao's 35. And, of course, after the fight, they didn't take too long talking about his victory before they started talking about Money May, who fights Marcos Maidana in the next big event at the MGM Grand. He's a heavy favorite, no surprise. Freddie Roach says, we'd love to fight Mayweather, but there have been so many excuses. He really doesn't seem to want to fight us. But we want that fight. I think my guy beats him, Roach says. Who would you pick? Who would you bet?
Money May.
I would too.
Hands down. If you asked me that question maybe three years ago, maybe even four, no doubt, hands down, I thought Pacquiao had that low body strength that could give Money May just floor him, put him out, lay him out. Not anymore. No question.
Matt wants to play a little Manny Pacquiao in honor of his victory.
I don't think he touches him. I think Money May wins it going away.
I'll say this. There is not another fight, unless the Klitschkos fought each other, that I would pay $100 plus for a pay-per-view. But I would pay $100 plus for that fight.
It's the name of the game is not getting hit, and nobody does it better than Money May.
Yeah.
No one maybe has ever done it better than him. Think about it. What is this?
This is Manny Pacquiao, Sometimes When We Touch.
Oh, Manny!
Also known as Sometimes When We Touch, and then in parentheses it says gloves. Sometimes When We Touch gloves.
Is this how he got...
He's running for office.
Voted into office
I'm telling
of the song?
He's getting focused again, though, man. Quit singing, quits running for office, and being a politico, my friend. The guy is a bad man. It would
here
be a great
the,
fight.
Here comes the part. The honesty through my and listen, just gonna say, we've got to do another athlete turned musician bracket, and this is in it
or not. Speaking
we
of love songs, Money May and his fiance have broken up, so he's back on the market, ladies. Money Mayweather looking for love. Chantel Jackson and Money May are no longer an item.
Ooh, Basil and Money May had something in common.
Yes, Chantel's.
Engaged to Chantel's.
Not engaged.
Oh, my bad.
Money was.
My bad.
Baz wasn't. Matty T, great work. Pat, great work. We're back tomorrow. Overtime is coming up next on the Buzz Radio Network.
Every machine in the world's largest off-road lineup.